You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pivot to Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Caps taking on the Ottawa Senators tonight. And joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our guy, John Walton. You can follow John on X at John Walton PXP. John, how you doing, man?
B. Mitch, I am well, sir. It is good to speak with you.
Same to you, man. And I'm looking forward to this game tonight. Hopefully, you can get off of this skid.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I mean, this is one of those things that if you think of it like a baseball season where it's August, that's about where we are, where a very good team that's at the top that is right now into the dog days where we're not quite close enough to the playoffs, but the 60 games in and the games, you know, you're in the middle of a homestand. It's the longest homestand there's been, and they play pretty well, just not well enough in some areas to beat Tampa Bay on Saturday. I was talking with Spencer Carberry this morning, and he said, do we need to get to the dirty areas and get better second chances against good goaltending? Yes. But process, he wasn't really all that upset with. And defensively, this team is still been very healthy and very good. And Logan Thompson going to get back at it here tonight and look to pick up win number 26. So I think all in all, I mean, it's certainly there's no panic or anything like that. It's just a matter of fighting through a little bit of, hey, it's 60 games in and they're, you know, you're trying to see over the horizon, but you're just not quite to the promised land yet and trying to get to game one of the postseason.
Talking with John Walton here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Well, I was at the Tampa game on Saturday, and the first three penalties, Tampa gets three penalties in the first period, and two of them were utter junk. Not to mention the refs called back a Caps goal in the first, like, 10 minutes. I feel like it was the called back goal, and then the penalties just stacking up, and they're just like, man, this game sucks.
Yeah, it was, you know, a frustrating start. I mean, you think you've got the lead, and it's not. It's funny how replays are. So a lot of them, the offside interference and goaltender interference are the two most called. But the third one that doesn't get used as much is when something that should have stopped play, like a puck goes up into the black mesh over the glass, refs didn't see it, the play continued on. Like every now and then you'll see something like that. So Chychrun ends up knocking it down with a high stick, and it was a good challenge by Tampa Bay, but it doesn't minimize the frustration that you think you got the lead, and then you don't, and then the penalty trouble comes up, and now you've got issues, and you're down and fighting it again. You're fighting uphill. I think a lot can be cleaned up tonight, and feeling pretty good at the end of the homestand is if you can get the first goal. This is a team that, although the Caps do have a win against, a win and a loss in two games up in Ottawa in January, but this is a very good team that the Caps struggled with. They lost 5-4 in overtime. They won a 1-0 game up there. And I think it's just a matter of if you just get that first goal and just feel a little bit better. This team plays really well when they've got that lead. They play pretty well when they're behind, too, but it's getting harder this time of year to do that, right? I mean, everything's tightening up. Everybody's getting ready for the playoffs. It's going to be there, and it just and you're the top dog, too, and that comes with its own stresses of you're always going to get everybody's best game. I think all of that kind of combines to what we've seen here over the last three games.
How much of it could be them just pressing, trying to do certain things? I was at the game, I guess, three games ago, where they had many opportunities. They just could not get it in the net. And they were sitting right there.
Yeah, and I heard the Ovi from Mr. Finley there, and I it's funny because I asked Spencer that specifically a couple of days ago, and he hesitated for just a second, and then he's like, "Yeah, that's definitely part of it." Where you know these guys know the history that's on the line, and they're hoping that it happens this year, and it got a whole lot tighter. I think we might have seen it already if he doesn't break his leg in November. But it's going to be tight. And the way it's going right now, it feels like, you know, that pendulum is swung back toward, yeah, this feels like it's going to happen this year, even though it's crazy to think that for somebody that's age 39, but not crazy when you look at what he's done all season. So, I mean, if he's even on that pace or close to it, he's going to get it this year. But I think there is a little bit of human nature there. I do. I think there's something to that. And some, especially if you watch on the power play sometimes, I've seen, you know, pucks sometimes get forced that way. And teams certainly are familiar with what's going on here, right? So I think they start to maybe anticipate that a little easier. So I think it's just what a coach told me the other day. You got to stay inside your structure, and you're not supposed to really do anything to deviate from that. Do what you do. The record will take care of itself at some point. But just stay with that structure and do what made you successful.
Talking with John Walton here. You can give him a follow at John Walton PXP. Of course, John is the Caps radio voice. You can listen to all your Caps games right here on 106.7 The Fan. We got Caps on tonight. You can listen to Walton tonight. Puck drop 6:30. So you guys are probably, Caps pregame is probably coming on at 6 or 6:15, John, something like that?
6:15, yes, sir, 6:15.
This 6:30 puck drop is weird. This is just to appease the streaming bosses that control all of our lives?
I guess I've asked several times, and I'm not sure that I've really heard. I'm sure someone knows. I know I don't. So when they
say 6:30,
listen, I show up when they tell me. I make noise, and I go home. Like, that's my gig. So we'll see what happens. But 6:30 was fine. I'm home a half hour sooner. I'm not going to fight that.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, so as obviously the Caps are scuffling a little bit, they've lost a few in a row in a season where they really haven't done that. But I think it's very worth pointing out, they've lost three in a row for the first time all year. They are still in first place in the Eastern Conference, clear by 6 points in the whole conference, and they're still clear by 10 in the division.
Wow.
Like, it's been them and Winnipeg going back and forth, I think, for the highest points in the league, and Winnipeg has now moved ahead. But, like, the year they're having is still so consequentially great that they lost three in a row, and they're still 6 points clear.
Yeah. We need them to get back on board, though.
For sure.
Get back on pace.
For sure. Walton, the kid Chychrun is really emerging as a star, it seems like to me. Are you seeing it that way, too?
Yeah, I mean, he's had previous stops in Arizona and then, funny enough, played for Ottawa and has got family near Ottawa. And, you know, it was a bit of a going home for him when he left the Coyotes to go there, but it didn't quite click for him like it is here. And, you know, for him to be able to chip in offensively, and I say chip in, he's at 17 goals. So, but I think kind of leading by example, where this defensive core a year ago was 30th in the league in scoring. They didn't get goals. They didn't get points. They were winning 2-1, 3-2 games, and the defense really wasn't involved. But you bring him in, and you have a team that is now first in the league, and that's one of the biggest reasons why they're number one overall in goals for, is because of the offense that they get from the blue line. And not just with Chick, but with others. It's been a remarkable turnaround, and assistant coach Mitch Love deserves all sorts of credit for that in really molding and shaping these guys. I mean, you've got a Hall of Famer in waiting, in my opinion, and John Carlson, and then you've got Chick, and you've got, you know, Matt Roy, who's come in and done a phenomenal job. Martin Fioravari hits a ton, and he's tough to play against, and he's always in position. I mean, these guys are good 1 through 6, and knock on wood, they've been healthy. This will be 47 straight games that those six have been trotted out there. So, I mean, listen, you've got to have defensive depth with playoffs, and you've got to get it from lots of guys. But he's got the hardest shot on the team. There's no doubt about that. And I encouraged, with the signing of Charlie Lindgren today, that's going to be a tougher contract because that's going to be a bigger one. But hopefully there's a way of keeping him in the fold here in D.C. for a lot of years to come.
Well, Chitrin, I like him. He has a little mean streak, too. I watch. You don't do anything cheap to him or his mates because he will find a way to get you back.
That's true.
I watched that closely
for one another.
Night. Oh yeah, he definitely does that.
Oh yeah.
So as this gets out now, as we start to look, you've got Ovi and them. You know, hell, I guess they're chasing the President's Cup, right? I mean, they're only a couple points back now. Do you start to look ahead at the schedule and wonder when Ovi might break this thing, John?
I mean, sure. I think when you can do it mathematically and say if he's scoring at 0.7 goals per game and he's able to maintain that pace, you're looking at the first week of April. My gut says it could slip a little bit beyond that as things starting to tighten up. But then again, I've been watching this show for 14 years, and every time that you think that's going to happen, it ends up happening much sooner. And where there's a will, there's a way. And I still remember, fellas, going back almost 10 years now, we had the big snowstorm wiped out a couple of games, like in, 2016? And they had a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they had a couple of games that got switched around, and Anaheim was one of them. Anaheim had to come here for game 82, which was not great for them. And we were in St. Louis, what was supposed to be the end of the season, and Ovi was sitting on 47 goals. And he's like, oh, is he going to get to 50? He's like, I don't know. He's got all this game and one more. And, you know, my man wanted game 82 off because he wanted to get to 50. So he went out in St. Louis and punched out 3 goals in about 24 minutes, got to 50, was done, came back, took game 82 off, and was ready for the playoffs. So,
that's incredible.
Again, that will that he had.
We don't mind him doing that right now, John.
For him.
He could do it tonight.
We don't mind that happening.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I mean, that's what we're kind of thinking here is, you know, I mean, is there any way that anybody going to deny him what we all think is going to happen here? I mean, realistically, from an any other player standpoint, it seems like an incredible clip. But for him, it just seems like a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, totally. It was funny, dude. So shout out to my boy, Sonny. He gave me incredible seats for the Lightning game. We were on the glass with my daughters. They thought it was so cool. And my... My daughter was sitting next to Charlie Lindgren the whole time because he didn't start that game. But it was just – it was really neat to see. But my six-year-old was convinced the whole time. She kept asking me, when do I get to throw my hat? Because she knows about hat tricks. And I showed her the clip from a couple weeks ago. And then when we were walking around the arena, they have that, like, wall of all the hats they've collected. Uh-huh. So at almost every, you know, TV timeout or break, she's like, can I throw my hat now? I'm like, no, baby. They got to score
they
goals.
They got to score to do it.
But then when Ovi got one, she was like, what about now? I was like, no, can't do it now. Walton, let's talk through this Charlie Lindgren contract extension. What does that do for them? Why was now the right time?
It's a lot of stability for the next 3 years with both guys, and for Logan Thompson even longer. And I think given the value that Logan has demonstrated this year and the longevity that Charlie Lindgren has demonstrated for the last three, he was brought in, you know, basically as the first time he's been told he's going to be a full-time NHL guy. So the Caps had identified him growing up in the organization, doing what he did last year to get this team, will this team in. And quite frankly, they shouldn't have been there, but they were. Hmm. And they got there almost exclusively on Charlie winning 2-1 games. So now you've got him, but you've also got Logan Thompson, who's certainly you kicked it up a notch in tandem, and they go back and forth. And you are saying to both of them that we believe in you for the long haul. And the chemistry that they bring to the room amongst themselves, but with the rest of the players, is undeniable. And I think the timing, once you locked up Logan, you really had to take care of Charlie too. And I think the reason why it's now is because you want to have all of this business put away. There's still, you know, a lot of UFAs you're going to be looking at, not necessarily just after the trade deadline, but even getting into early summer and up until when free agency starts on July 1st. So you take care of one check mark at a time, and this was an important one because by the time you locked up Logan Thompson, it wouldn't have been fair to Charlie to leave him twisting in the wind. And I'm glad the organization took care of him. We talked to him this morning. He is delighted. He thanked everybody from his parents to his teammates to the front office to our security guy. Ralphie got mentioned. I mean, you name it. It was happening, and I think he's thrilled to be here. He is as blood and guts, heart and soul hockey player guy as you're going to find. He's going to have to find better places, good places to fly fish around here because he's a Minnesotan like myself, and he loves to throw the rod and reel out there. But I think he's probably got he's going to go get some nicer rod and reels in the near future.
If he's going to be fly fishing, he better go to just a frozen part of a grocery store.
There's got to be something out like West Virginia or Pennsylvania.
Where?
What do you need? Mountains, right?
He'll find it. I have every confidence that he'll find it wherever it is.
You know what, Walton? You might be my go-between on this, but I have a buddy who does a lot of fly fishing, I think in Pennsylvania. I'll try to get the information and pass it on to you.
If you have info and want to pass it along, I will make sure number 79 gets it because those are conversations that we have occasionally at least.
Steve Lynn, right. If you're listening, tell me where you go fly fishing and post on Instagram all the time.
And when?
Shout out to Chucky. Shout out to Ralphie. John, this is a harder question, right? We're talking with our friend John Walton, Caps Radio play-by-play voice. You can follow him at John Walton PXP. John joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I don't know when this was, last, I guess 2 weeks ago, because it was before I went to Indy, but the Caps did an event over at the Georgetown Harbor where they put this plaque up to commemorate where Ovi and the boys went for a swim after the Stanley Cup win and celebration. And just being there, seeing the plaque, Oshie and Backy were there, just like gave me all these incredible memories of that Caps run. That was so special. This was a city that hadn't seen anybody win anything in 30 years or whatever it was. And seeing that reminded me how incredible that was. Does this group feel at all to you like there could be an incredible run coming?
I don't know how many swimmers we have for the fountain, but as far as the rest of it, yeah. You know, the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy to win. I know football has a pretty good argument there too, but and all of them to a certain extent. But hockey is 2 months of just brutality and trying to get out of each round, and guys get hurt, and things happen, and pucks. Hockey's a weird game, man. I'm saying this as someone who's done this since I could walk, and sometimes the puck just doesn't bounce your way. Like in 2015, I thought the Caps were going to win when they had the Rangers on the ropes in the second round and Trotsky was here in his first year. And I thought 16, yep, okay, 17, just got to find a way to beat the Penguins. Nope. 18 was not the year I thought it was going to happen, quite frankly, and it did. And sometimes it all comes together when you least expect it. When you look at this team, I can tell you this. They are as tight a group as I have ever seen here since I started doing this job. They are of the highest character. They are very good. They are a team in every sense of the word. They do not have, like the Edmonton Oilers have, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and these just super, super top-of-the-marquee guys. Capitals don't have that. Ovi was that. He's not anymore. But what you do have as 1-12 up front and 1-6 on the back, you got 6 guys and 12 guys that you go to war with every single night. And when they're healthy, there's not a team in the world they can't beat. So can they? Absolutely. Will they? That's what we do the postseason for. The team that I look at is Florida. Like they went out and got Seth Jones, who was just an unbelievable player, and won it out of Chicago. And now, you know, they're reloading. But I mean, other than, you know, Florida's also been to back-to-back finals, and it does take a physical toll on you. Other than them, I mean, the Caps are easily as good as anyone. I think they're as good as Florida, too, and they beat Florida in their building earlier this year. So they have it. I just, you hope that the pucks bounce and guys are healthy and that they have that opportunity.
Well, we got one of the swimmers left still here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, perhaps the most important.
Yeah.
The best swimmer. Walton, me and B are both coming tonight, so maybe we'll be able to catch up. Have a great call tonight, and thank you for making time for us, dude.
You bet, man. Hey, listen, enjoy the game tonight, fellas, and we'll get a win before we head to New York on Wednesday. It sounds good.
There you go. It'd be a great night to get a win, maybe an Ovi Hattie. I think it'd be a fun time. Thank you, John.
Let's do it. Book
it. That's our guy, John Walton, on the Rude Guest Hotline. Give him a follow, at John Walton PXP. Make sure you listen tonight. Cap sends at 6:30 right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before you went on vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best, and they've installed a new system in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the best part. Unlike me, Rude systems are whisper quiet. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rude's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. Its comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you got to tell them about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check them out, rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rude, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dude, it ain't right.
If you listen to the program, you know I don't enjoy slow jams. I also don't enjoy these kind of bands, whatever you call this. But if you're into it, we're giving away a pair of tickets. 800-636-1067. Go see Disturbed, baby. Caller number 10 right now, you get to win a pair of tickets for Disturbed. Should be, I imagine that's a wild show, man. You go in there and people are ready to rock. Caller number 10 wins a pair of Disturbed tickets. All right, B, here franchise is perhaps.
0%.
Okay, I was about a little ahead of you, and the boys in the aquarium there just got me all the way up to speed. Here's what I can tell you. Thanos is the bad guy. And, spoiler alert, if you're in your car, we're about to spoil some stuff. Apparently, Ant-Man saves the day, which seems impossible to me, considering there's like Superman and the Incredible Hulk and all these people. And
Ant-Man has his power that's all these times stronger than what he really is size.
Apparently. a rat was involved.
Superman's not part of Marvel. I'm so upset.
What does that mean?
He's a different comic book company, DC.
Is that why Batman's not in it?
It's correct. Also DC.
If they have Superman and Batman, who's Marvel's one seed? Spider-Man?
Yeah, probably.
Is Spider-Man involved with Thanos?
Yep.
Is he in that, the big one with the stones?
I mean, Spider-Man's in a lot of them.
Who's your one seed? Spider-Man, Superman, Batman?
None of them.
I think
I left childhood a long time ago and I started dealing with real stuff that happens.
Who's your one seed? Spider-Man, Superman,
he's
Batman.
Still a kid.
I like Iron Man.
Yo, I told you I fell asleep in the theater. That's the only one of these Marvel movies I've seen and I fell asleep.
I mean, that's the best one. You fell asleep during the best one.
It ain't for me, dog. I like to read nonfiction. I'm just not into superheroes. I think it's nonsense. And I'm not out here knocking it for folks that are into it. White Brian and Jeff are very into it. White Brian, who are you taking? Superman, Spider-Man, or Batman?
Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, that's my guy. He's a Mets fan.
Jeez. I can't escape freaking New York Mets. people on the chat are reacting to our Marvel takes, and I don't think they like it.
Don't care. Not something I care about.
JW said JP needs sex in movies. Do Marvel movies not have sex in them, I suppose?
I've never seen it.
I guess they're all PG-13, right?
If you want to see a good boxing match in which someone gets beat up, just go watch Endgame and look at Thanos beat up the Hulk. He really beat that man to a pulp.
I don't know what that sentence meant.
That was Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, Infinity War. That's what it was. I've never seen nobody get beat so bad that when the dude
really
come back,
like them, really. I hate geeks.
He's scared.
I am glad you guys are happy with the comic books. It's not for me, but B-Mitch thinks you guys are geeks.
He plays golf.
What?
You tried.
I'm messing with you. Look how both of them took a
piece. And you suck, so who cares?
I don't think... If people are into it, I'm happy for them. Now, the movie conversation started because the Oscars were on last night. I don't know if Landfill has a quiz for us. If you do, fire away. Did you watch any of the Oscars last night, B?
Kind of the end part of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, did Monica have it on or something?
I was going through it, and I figured you were going to try to ask some questions, so I stopped and saw a few things.
I watched about 6 minutes or so. You know what I ended up watching last night? It's a silly movie. No Marvel, no Oscar.
What?
Speed. Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock. Yeah, man, that movie's great. Landfill, do you have any Oscar quiz for us? Because I don't think we're going to get this correct.
All right, who's the actor that people are calling the Eli Manning of acting?
Couldn't tell you that one.
I don't even know what that means.
He's won 2 Oscars and had a bunch of terrible movies.
The little weird dude last night?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. It's a dude kind of...
Chalamet.
He came on right before the young lady, Mickey, whatever her name.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I forgot his name.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, that dude.
Oh, all right. I saw the first movie he got an Oscar for, The Pianist. Notice I said pianist, P-I-A-N-I-S-T. That's a good movie, dude. He was playing the piano in, like, Poland during the Holocaust. What did he win an Oscar for this time?
Something called The Brutalist.
Yeah.
He was in Peaky Blinders. That was it. I kind of thought he sucked in Peaky Blinders, honestly.
All right. I'll just list the Best Picture nominees, and you tell me which ones you've seen.
Perfect.
Anora.
They won it.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. Jeez.
He said the nominees. He said, Tim, which one you knew heard of? I'll tell you that they won it.
No, have you seen it?
Hell no.
Bro,
most of these movies that come on, none of us have seen.
I've never even heard of that.
The Brutalist.
No. I heard of it a second ago when you told me that the Adrian Brody.
I haven't seen it.
No. A Complete Unknown.
That's how complete unknown it was to me that you missed it.
White Brian has seen it.
That was the Bob Dylan movie.
Right. We expect Brian to see weird stuff.
White Brian, how many of these others have you seen?
I don't think I've seen any of them. So far, not any besides.
I don't know what happens in Anora, but I don't know. She's kind of good looking. Am I allowed to say that?
Bro, you got eyes. You're allowed to say what you want to say.
All right. Everybody can answer if they've seen any of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you know that?
I knew she won the Best Actress.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you I watched some.
I love that you tuned in to
what
the Oscars.
I watch, I stick with.
All right.
What I don't watch, I don't know.
It's Mickey. It looks like it's spelled Mikey.
But they call it Mickey.
Okay. All right. What else, Landini?
All right. Conclave.
I think that's about the Pope or something.
But have you seen it?
No.
Dune Part 2.
See, he don't know how to play the games with you. You say, tell me, have you seen him? And he's trying to tell you what it's about when he hadn't seen it.
In fairness, you did start this out by saying, heard of it.
Yeah, you did.
What?
The first one.
No, I didn't say heard of it. I said they won it. That's what I said.
Hold on.
So remember, if you're going to talk about something.
Dune, I don't know if it's part one or part two, but I have seen like 15 minutes of one of those movies. It sucked, so I turned it off. But I was on a plane, and there was nothing else to watch. And my two boys that love comic books and nerdy stuff, Peter and Tripp, swear by it. So I put it on, and it sucked, and I didn't last.
We should start doing anything that really sucks. They're going to be up for an Oscar. Because that's the stuff that normally wins, the weirdest movies in the damn world.
Amelia Perez.
Is that a person?
I think so.
It was a movie, though. But I heard that. I heard that last night. I haven't seen it.
I'm Still Here.
Yeah,
are you talking about yourself in that
chair?
We're
still here, too.
That was a movie, apparently. Rodrigo Teixeira was involved somehow.
Nah.
Who? Is that Rodrigo dude played for Teixeira. The Texas Rangers?
Yep.
Mark Teixeira's brother?
Nickel Boys.
Nickelback?
Nickel Boys.
Nah, dog.
The Substance.
Nickelback?
The who?
The Substance.
What is that?
From Nickelback to
the Substance.
What's that Substance
landfill?
I don't know.
You're from a Nickelback to a Substance. What are you, a drug dealer?
Some of the people involved in this have wild names. All right, what about Wicked?
Yo, my kids have seen that.
All right, I saw about 10 minutes of that.
Yeah, I've seen about the same. My girls like it. It's also, I think Wicked is
Didn't have the green person and the green lady on it?
Yeah.
It's the Wizard of Oz prequel, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That's correct.
Have you seen that? White Brian 100% saw Wicked, and I'm guessing it was date night at the theater.
Rose had friends over, and they were watching it, so I saw like 10 minutes and said, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Okay. Yo, people are mad at me online about Marvel movies. I'm not mad at Marvel movies. I want y'all to enjoy them. It's not for me.
He hates Marvel movies.
Who mad at you online?
Blame him.
Like even our boy Rusty.
Well,
Rusty's like,
to hell with all of them, JB. I can give a damn about all the Marvel movies. Who cares?
Hater.
Hey, whatever you call it, bro.
But, Jeff, just because I don't watch them shouldn't make you mad. I'm not anti. Do your thing.
I don't watch them. I'm out to make some money. How much money you make on your Marvel movies?
You know,
I'm sure you probably got some books to sell. I bought them from you.
I mostly just watch The Office.
I do got some comic books.
How much your most expensive one is?
We're going to talk about that off air.
I buy it from you.
Because my comic book collection is decent.
All right, man. Like I always say, go sell it and use the money instead of just holding on to the books.
Was that all the movies? All right.
Yeah, they're like a ton of them, though.
That was every movie that came out last year.
That was your Oscars review.
And
I think it was a successful night.
Won it.
The 5 minutes I had on, you hear when Conan called out Drake? The fact that Conan O'Brien is calling out Drake at the Oscars.
He's a comedian. Hey, anything goes with comedians normally.
That has reached critical mass at that point. We're going to wrap things up. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Big cut for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll tell you who it is when we return. All right, there's a number.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For things for us to get to in a short amount of time, if we haven't offended enough people with our Marvel movie discussion and then our Oscars movie discussion, perhaps the biggest non-sports news, non-Debo division, the biggest news, and a lot of people talked about this, John Cena went heel at WrestleMania. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's a bad guy now.
I got to be honest, this doesn't make a big impact on my life, but I know for a lot of people it does. Brian, are you moved by John Cena being a bad guy now?
No, it happens normally. Before you leave wrestling, you always turn to the other side.
He beat up Travis Scott, I think. Is that right?
No, Cody Rhodes.
So that happens.
Is he related to Cody Betts?
No.
No, they would have the same last name, not the same first name, though.
Oh, that's right. Not in Korea or China.
But we're not in Korea or China. And you're not talking about either a Korean or a Chinese person.
Did anybody watch that live last night? Was anybody watching John Cena? All right, well, to all that matters, I hope you enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it, whatever way you prefer.
When you get producers and directors, that's what you get.
Yes,
let's turn them into somebody else now.
I might watch WrestleMania. Should we all get together and watch WrestleMania?
Not happening with me. I'll see y'all the next day while y'all talk about it.
Yeah, we could all dress up as our favorite wrestler.
No.
Yo, I used to like the
Bushwhackers. You can do whatever you want. I won't be there, so don't worry about it.
You remember the Bushwhackers, Lamb?
Yeah, I remember the Bushwhackers.
I like the Bushwhackers. How about this? Philadelphia releases Darius Slay today.
Yeah.
When you draft two young corners in Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
And you get what you got from them, you let the old dude go.
You let the old dude go. Zach Berman covers the Eagles for All City, I think. He used to be The Athletic. Berman does a really good job as a reporter. If you don't follow him, you should. Z Berm. He just tweeted out this story. Listen to this. The Eagles were ready to move on from Slay in 2023. He was ready to sign with the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore offered way more money, Slay said. And I'm like, I just came off the Super Bowl run. Go chase the bag. Then Dom DeSandro called. Slay, we need you, DeSandro said. Dom, he's one of the dudes. He calls me and he's like, I need you because he'd do it for my family. He made it right. Slay stayed for two more seasons and they won the Super Bowl.
Bruh, Dom, I tell you, Dom does everything. He getting players to come back and sign.
That's wild.
You know, he makes sure the coach is not acting like a whiny-ass baby. You know, he does everything, man.
That is wild.
He's a security guard.
Also,
he hooks me up when I get these tickets.
Parking?
Parking, yeah. Don's my dude.
CK, the cluster buster, just came in and told us that Jimmy Johnson, retiring from Fox Sports, I can understand that. He's 81 years old.
That's why he retired. Jimmy like, no, man.
He still has that same head of hair.
That same hair, dude. I mean, his hair don't move, just like Mark Mosley's hair never moved.
That's wild. All right, let's make some bets. All right, new week, new us. I'm pretty sure I've won the last couple weeks, but, you know, everything starts fresh.
Very
now.
Much not true, so. I'm
pretty sure.
Stop lying. Pretty sure you didn't, because the person that won last week was White Brian.
Well, White Brian, this is your time of year to get rich. Have you increased your bets at all? Are you still betting about 20 cents a pop?
Still 20 cents.
Are you up or down?
You don't know.
Last couple weeks, I've been up.
If you put it in his pocket and he jump up and down, it's going to all go rattle the same way.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, looking through the couch for change isn't a thing for young people anymore because everybody just has Venmo.
No, he just walk around and look for it, though, because, like, I don't think they're going to take too many 20-cent bets.
So you're telling me, White Brian, if I handed you $1, you could make five wagers with that?
Yeah, I did today.
What do you got today, you D-gen?
We got A-Sun tournament action.
All right, let's make some picks, boys.
Give me Dale State over Morgan State basketball money line.
Caps money line.
Florida Gulf Coast -4.5.
Dunk City.
Boy, he pulls some stuff out, boy, I tell you. Let me take UCLA -3.5 against Northwestern.
I'm taking the Caps with Lamphill. Woo, what a day. What a day. Thank you to all the folks that listened today. Thank you to Gary Clark for joining us. Thank you to Matt.
Thank you, G.
Thank you to Matt Maiocco for joining us. Thank you to John Walton for joining us.
JP, the only nerds I don't work with.
Thank you to my man Nate for bringing us lunch. Appreciate you. Thank you to Sonny for the Caps tickets. What time are you going over there tonight?
Man, I'm in meeting at 5:30.
Where at?
Clyde's.
You know, it starts at 6:30.
We're meeting at 5:30 at Clyde's.
Yo, AD, what's up with a ride downtown if you're driving downtown?
We're meeting at 5:30. He's not meeting with you if you got to be there earlier.
No, I have to go to the studio now. Oh, yeah, Landfill, I got to run, so I hope I don't have to record anything. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B-Mitch owes you a beer.
No, he don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.